Blog Talk Radio.
I got so many theories and suspicions. I'm diagnosed with real nigga condition. Today is the day I follow my intuition. Keep the family close, get money for bitches. I double park the Austin in the red. My mama told me that I'ma work myself to death. My girl told me don't let these hoes get in my head. My world been ecstatic, I checked the signals that read. Buzzing, radar's in buzzing. Yeah, yeah. Fox News wanna use my name for percentage. My latest news is my niece, she worth living. See me on the TV and scream, that's Uncle Kendrick. Yeah, that's the business. Somebody tell Gerardo this nigga got some ambition. I'm not a politician, I'm not about a religion. I'm an Israelite, don't call me black no more. That word is only a color, it ain't facts no more. My cousin Carl, my cousin.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of a radio station, WRDW. I think we started 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6. Never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't send me no other place, I don't know nothing. Talk about my home, just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California, Texas, and some North Carolina, and some South Carolina, and Virginia, some Illinois, and some West Virginia, some Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. See, I can't name all the different places now. But I'll leave anybody out, don't get mad, because I just, you know, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio, too, yeah. Some Indiana, Michigan. Yeah, I'm coming from the good Kentucky, Tennessee. Yeah, I'm getting it together, you know. Just give me a little time.
Jalito, Oseo, this is L. Rod Smith Bay. I am your host. You are tuned in live to another episode of Reclaiming Your Indigenous Heritage, part 3 of a 12-part series. Today is July the 8th, 2017. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in, as always. I'd like to thank the Oncasters for allowing me to use this forum and give out this information to my people, to the world. Okay. And we're just going to jump right in. I'm going to basically give a recap of all the previous shows leading up to this episode 3. And as always, I would advise you, if you have not already, listen to the previous episode so you can kind of catch up and, you know, we'll be on the same page and everyone will be on the same page together. I advise you to go back and listen to the other 2 episodes, okay? But if you don't, that's okay, because I'm going to give you a quick recap, all right? Now, we're dealing with reclaiming our indigenous heritage. And, you know, I'm sticking with the simple matters, okay? I'm not going too in-depth, like not giving too much heavy information, you know, and just like overloading people's brains. You know, this is like basically a step-by-step thing you can do. Okay, anyone can do if they have any type of curiosity or, you know, or that calling or that urge to want to go deeper and to find out their identity and who they are. All right, this is the show for you. Okay. You know, you just may have found that you had some Indian in your family, right? And you want to trace your roots. Well, dealing with the previous episodes, for those of you who have not tuned in or if you just don't know, we went about speaking upon the scam of DNA testing, right? And I broke down and then basically exposed how the whole DNA test is a scam. DNA testing as well as genealogy is a scam and a hoax, okay? So I broke that down, destroyed that. Then we went into the legal documentation and, you know, dealing with the county records, the census records, and how that can also be a difficult process. Like, if you're just not aware of how they reclassify the indigenous people so many times, okay? So-called blacks in America are the only people on this earth to have reclassified, to have been reclassified by the United States over 5 times within 100 years. Okay. No, and you can trace it back. On paper, they reclassified you. As soon as they saw you, you became Indios, which is the modern term Indian. Okay, that's where that comes from, Indios. Or Indias. Then you became Indian. And then you became Negra or Negro. Okay? And then you became Black. Right? And then you became colored. Kin American, right? These aren't identities. These are just simply a legal designation that is applied to denote your inferior position in law and in economics and in any type of area in the United States. Okay, we got to learn these labels that they don't apply to you. They apply to a representation of you, to your corporation. Okay, dealing with the birth certificate and dealing with commerce. So that's like the next step. We have to definitely go into commerce and business law, because that's what it's all about. But as always, I exposed the DNA test, genealogy, we went into county records, census records, and then the second show, we went into the actual, some of the codes and so-called laws that were passed. They're really just statutes that were passed, such as the Racial Integrity Act of 1924, okay, and the one drop rule, right? And we also went over, you know, once you, or if you can at least trace your roots back to your grandparents or your grandparents' grandparents, and you just look at the land that they have been living on, which is really the territory, what indigenous people occupied those lands. What did they call the land, right? So we went into that, and I gave, you know, just a quick run-through of the states, or more accurately called the colonies, okay? So we went into the territories and the people occupying those territories, the nations, because that's what it's about. It's about identifying yourself and connecting back to your roots as the indigenous people of America. Okay? So that basically sums up the recap of the last two previous shows. And now tonight, you know, this is going to be really cool to do. What I'm going to do is put a read here. And it's going to go a little deeper, like I said, into just learning some of the territories and the names that were used for the so-called states, which is really more than just a colony that occupied on the land illegally. Okay. We're going to go into that. And like I said, this article that I'm going to read is pretty awesome. Because like I said, one of my followers on Instagram, you know, they had a question. They were like, so what are the names of the territories before they were called what they are called today? And, you know, I was like, that's right along the lines of where I was headed, you know, with the shows. And so that just falls right in place tonight, okay, that I have. And it's titled 26 States That Were Named by Native Americans. It was basically just about all of the states. But number one is Alabama. Okay? So for all my people that stay in Alabama, Alabama was named after the Alabama tribe, who were members of the Creek Confederacy. And it literally means clears the thickets. Okay? So Alabama was named after the Alabama. All right? Number two, Alaska. And that was taken from the word from the Aleut Indians. Okay? Arizona. Number three, this one's uncertain, but it may derive from a word meaning small spring, named by the Navajo. Okay? Connecticut. Number four, from the expression Quinnetucket, which means at the long tidal river. So Connecticut is another name that has its roots in the indigenous tribe of that region, okay? Hawaii, number five, from the words Hawaki or Hawaki, which was the legendary name of the original Polynesian homeland, right? And if you didn't know, yes, Hawaii, the Virgin Islands, Jamaica, Costa Rica, Puerto Rico, all of that is including indigenous American territories, all right? There was no separation, you know what I'm saying, like they have now, like the United States, North America, Central America, South America. No, it was the Americas, and of course there were always different territories, but they were all interconnected, okay? So I'll just keep that in mind as I continue on. Number six is Idaho, and this is derived from three sources, meaning one of three things. Idaho may have possibly came from the Comanche Idahe, or it may have been named by the Shoshone, where they said Idaho, which means something like good morning, or it could have been named by the Salmon River tribe of Indians, and they called it Ida, which means salmon, and Ho, which means tribe. Okay? Idaho territory where it is today. Right? Number seven is Illinois, by all my Chicago folk, by all my Chicago kin. Illinois is possibly came from the Illiniwek or Illiniwek or Illiniwi meant man, and okay, so literally Illinois simply meant man. Okay. Number 8, Iowa. Iowa was named after the Iowa Indians. Okay. Number 9, Kansas, named after the Kansas Indians. Okay. So look, you can look up these names also, just because it's so simply easy to copy after, because it's basically just saying it's their name and just adding on vowels or consonants at the end. So Kansas Indians, that's where Kansas came from, because they were in Kansas territory. Number 10, Kentucky, means one of three things: meadowlands, cane and turkey lands, or dark and bloody ground. Number 11, Massachusetts, an Indian word meaning about the big hill. Michigan, number 12, from the Chippewa Indian word Mishagama, meaning large lake. Okay? Those are all the people in Michigan, right? Come from Mishagama, Chippewa territory. Minnesota, from the Dakota Indian word Minnesota, meaning white water. So that's Dakota territory, right? Mississippi, number 14, from the Choctaw word meaning great water or father of waters. Okay, Mississippi, that's Choctaw territory. Number 15, Missouri, meaning town. Number 16, Nebraska, from the Oto Indian word meaning flat water. Okay, that's Oto territory. Number 17, New Mexico, named after Mexico, of course, means place of the Mexica. One source says that it derived from the name Marcelli, Ohio. That's from the Iroquois word meaning beautiful. Okay, so Ohio, that's Iroquois territory. Oklahoma, number 19, from the Choctaw word meaning red people. Okay. Oklahoma, that's Choctaw territory or Choctaw territory. 20 and 21, this used to all simply be called the Dakota territory. The Indian word Dakota means friends or allies. Okay. Number 22, Tennessee, from the Cherokee Tennessee, which was a village. The word means one of three things: meaning place, winding river, or river of the Great Bend. And for those who are not aware, Tennessee is the Cherokee language. Okay, so Tennessee was Cherokee territory. Texas, number 23. All right, that's where I am right now. And Texas comes from a Cato Indian word meaning ally or friend. And it was originally a corrupted form of Tejas, which is what the Spaniards called it. And before that, it was Texas, which is the true Cato Indian word, okay? Number 24, Utah, Indian word Utah, meaning people who live high in the mountains. Number 25, Wisconsin, from the word Wisconsin, meaning place of a beaver. Okay. Number 26, last but not least, Wyoming, meaning on the Great Plains. That was about 27 territories, you know, that kind of gave you the clue as of their original name or appellation of these territories before, you know, colonists came. I hope I gave a little insight there. And I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in. I just noticed we have about 2.5 minutes left for the ending of the show. So let's see if anyone has any questions or comments. Now it's time to call in. The floor is open. And let's see. Oh, we have one caller. Last four digits ending in 7501. You have a question or comment? Last four digits 7501. You have a question or comment?
No, man, I'm just listening. I love this information about the Moors and all.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Islam, bro.
Islam.
All right, looks like we have another caller. See if I can pull them in. Last four digits ending in 1554. You have a question. Last four digits ending in 1554. You have a question or comment.
Good evening, everybody. Can you hear me?
Oh, absolutely. Greetings.
Greetings. I didn't have a question. I just wanted to say I really enjoyed the cast tonight, and gave me some notes to kind of research. Really appreciate the information so far.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you calling in, you know, supporting me. And I, as always,
yeah,
I'll be on tomorrow at 10:00 p.m. I do this every night.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yes, thanks for calling in. All right. If you have not called in, the show will have ended. So I appreciate y'all for hanging in there and for tuning in to another show of Reclaiming Your Indigenous Heritage, part 3 of a 12-part series. I'll be on tomorrow at 10:00 p.m. Central Time Zone, Texas time, you know what I'm saying, Tejas territory. All right. And with that being said, your identity is your most valuable possession, because without it, you are no one. Wanishi. Wado.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of radio station WRDW. I think we started at 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6. Never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't send me no other place, I don't know nothing. Talk about my home, just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California, Texas, and some North Carolina, and some South Carolina, and Virginia, some Illinois, and some West Virginia, some Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. See, I can't name all the different places now. If I leave anybody out, don't get mad because I just, you know, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio, too.